Nolte, Jonathan Karl mansplains Kayleigh McEnany's job to her. By John Nolte on July 13, 2020. Since Jonathan Karl cannot beat White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany mano y mano in the briefing room, the dishonest activist has taken to the pages of the far-left Washington Post to mansplain to McEnany how she should be doing her job. Karl's piece is a hoot, the ravings of an emasculated pajama boy who wants to change the rules now that he's losing the game. Here are a few examples of how McEnany regularly humiliates Karl. And on it goes. Like almost all the rest of the corrupt White House press corps, Karl is not there to do his job, which is to find out what the president is thinking or what this or that policy is about. No, he's there to score political points against the White House and tries to do so as a marginally intelligent activist who doesn't know how to wear a mask, posing as a journalist, even as he haplessly attempts to create YouTube moments that prove his fealty to the socialist cause. But as you can see, McEnany always hands his dumbass right back to him. So now, the impotent Karl wants to change the rules, and I'll explain the absurdity of the premise of his complaint below. But the most troubling moment that day came as McEnany ended the briefing. "You know," she said, "I was asked probably 12 questions about the Confederate flag. This president is focused on action, and I'm a little dismayed that I didn't receive one question on the deaths that we got in this country this weekend. I didn't receive one question about New York City shootings doubling for the third straight week." The merits of the briefings over the years can be debated, but I think the White House spokesperson has an obligation to regularly answer questions about the policies and pronouncements of the executive branch. The White House press secretary's job differs fundamentally from that of a spokesperson for a candidate or political party. The White House press secretary serves at the pleasure of a president but is also a public servant whose salary is paid by taxpayers. The job is to inform the public, to be an intermediary between the president and a press corps the public relies on for information. As former White House press secretary Mike McCurry has pointed out, this intermediary role is embedded in the layout of the West Wing. The press secretary's office is midway between the Oval Office and the briefing room. Briefings under the current press secretary rarely last 30 minutes, which is short by traditional standards, but routinely include opening and closing messages that more closely resemble the monologues of a partisan political talk show than a public official's briefing. So, according to Crybaby Karl, it is not the job of the White House press secretary to, get this, spin. According to Crybaby Karl, the fact that McEnany is using the briefings to spin is totally unprecedented, is something no one has ever before seen, is a violation of every sacred norm in the history of sacred norms. LOL. For as long as there have been White House briefings, the purpose of those briefings has been to spin, to communicate what the White House wants to communicate, and to get the president's message out. McEnany is doing nothing different, she's just doing it a whole lot better. And this fact has put Crybaby Karl in such a state of despair, all he's got left is to whine, no fair. What's more, according to Crybaby Karl, the public would be better served if McEnany answered all 12 of those stupid questions about the Confederate flag, questions that were not asked to solicit information, but to smear Trump as a racist, and not bring up the fact that the same media currently shilling for the far-left Black Lives Matter terrorists do not give enough of a damn about actual black lives to inquire about the explosion of violence in Democrat-run cities. The most corrupt and dangerous institution in America is the political media. And McEnany's use of the daily briefing to reveal how monstrous they truly are is a beautiful thing. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.